This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. And I would like to give thanks to the veterans who've served.
Yes.
My grandfather, Melvin Majors, my cousin, Pacer, and my three best friends, Ryan, Rick, and Travis. They all different forms of military. Salute to those fellows. Those are the closest people to me that I spent a lot of time around, that I know that have served. And I will honestly say, when those three friends of mine left to go serve in the military, I was like, oh crap, we're in trouble. I know what those guys have done, and they're going to save our country. But they turned out all right. So they did a pretty good job. Yeah. And they came back, and now they're losing to me in fantasy football. So, but still, thank you very much for all the great service you've done for our country.
Absolutely.
Now we get into some hits and misses, and Kevin, the thing that I've been tracking all season long, the top 10 rusher records and the top 10 passer records for the fourth straight week in a row, the top 10 rushers finished 6-4 with their teams. Okay. And for the second straight week, the top 10 passers finished 5-5.
Better to have the best rusher than the best passer.
Evidently. Did you just laugh at my grandfather's name? He's dead, sir.
Oh, dear.
Top 10 passing records this year, 52-48. Four-game difference, I believe.
Yep.
And then the top 10 rushers, 68-32. So Man. That is the separation there. Now, again, this brings into the conversation all sorts of wild things. One scenario is, hey, when you have the lead, you run the ball. But I feel like that's actually left the game a lot lately. Teams don't seem to be able to have the backbreaking drive that just closes games out anymore. They pass you into those losses now. And that's just, it's not the same as it was whenever Emmitt Smith, you just handed him the ball for the fourth quarter and you sealed it. That's just not the way the game is for whatever reason. So my Cowboys hits and misses. Hit, Micah and the defense created, was that the most pressure we've had all season?
Yes. I mean, they sacked Jalen Hurts 5 times in the first half, and they made a point of saying that's the most times Jalen Hurts has ever been sacked in the first half.
There you go. And it's no surprise that Micah Parsons shows back up and you're able to do that.
Yep.
Now, what I was surprised about was that Saquon Barkley didn't run for like 800 yards against you.
I really did think that might happen.
And maybe it's because they had other opportunities offensively. Maybe they were like, hey, look, we want to kind of give some numbers to AJ Brown today. Okay. I don't know. But he didn't run for as much as I thought he would. And whenever Mike is on the field, teams have proven they can run at him.
Yep.
And get an advantage there. But he didn't lose the game for him there. So they got some pressure. So it's back, baby.
There were a couple times early on where I was like, okay, we're doing all right against the run game.
The Overshown stuff, man, when he darted into the backfield to take down Jalen Hurts, I was like, see, man, they just got him locked in on this guy. He's not going to have anywhere to go today. If Overshown's there doing that thing. And I mean, for the most part, whenever he had his opportunities, he took care of him. Miss for the Cowboys, Trey Lance looks like he did in the preseason. Like, there was nothing different in what we watched in training camp and what we saw in the preseason from yesterday.
So I won't say who said it, but when we were leaving practice one day, I think I told you, I was like, oh, not a Trey Lance day. And a prominent member of the DFW media stopped, turned around and goes, never a Trey Lance day. And that made me chuckle.
Now, go ahead, Mike. Did you have a feeling there?
No, I just... When he threw the ball for the interception, and I get people like, Tolbert has to do this or do that. I'm like, the safety was just hanging back there waiting for him to throw the ball. At no point is that ball ever going to be completed. The safety is just waiting and seeing that. And you can blame whatever, the play call or whatever, but you cannot throw that ball there. Unless, I guess, you're Jared Goff, then you still win.
And, you know, that being said, we'll get to that in just a moment.
No kidding.
And that being said, they didn't really do anything to set up a play like that either. Like, you do make big strikes on that because you know a safety has decided to come down because you've been so good at something that now you've forced their hand.
Was Jalen Tolbert supposed to be fast out of college?
No, I just thought he was not like elite Xavier Worthy speed.
All right.
I just thought he ran really good routes. Like, okay. When I watched him, I was like, man, he has really good routes. It hasn't translated to the NFL.
All right.
So maybe that's the thing, because I've always been told you can't teach speed. So yeah, maybe you just get fast guys, and that changes everything.
Okay.
Even if they can't catch, as long as they're fast, right? Isn't that the Al Davis approach?
That is his approach.
Is that Featherstone from Necessary Roughness?
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's great. Hands. It's great he caught that last pass, but what about the rest of the season?
Hey. That last one was the one that mattered the most, Kevin.
All right.
Otherwise, they would have never won that national championship.
That's not what happened.
Felt like it.
They won one game that year.
That was their national championship.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to start with the misses. Misses over this weekend. Honorable mention, Dak on the sideline. Did you see the moment when the fumble happened, when Ferguson fumbled and they all go attack the ball, and Trey Lance is going after it too, and Dak's standing there in front of the parabolic mic, and they all fall into his legs?
Oh, my God.
Did you not see this, dude?
I guess not.
I thought that Dak was going to injure it even more. Go up into the booth, dude. Stay at home. We don't need you standing on the sidelines, ripping up your hamstring even more. That was bad. But everything turned out okay.
I missed. I guess I didn't see that at all.
It didn't appear that he injured it anymore.
Oh, dear.
And I don't know if you can injure it anymore. Number three on the misses list, Caleb Williams. He's been sacked 38 times this year. That is the second most since David Carr at 49 at 10 games into the season. He was sacked 9 times yesterday. Now, they did have both of their tackles were out, and they lost Tevin Jenkins, their left guard, during the game, too. And I did see Eberflus moments ago said, Caleb Williams is still our starting quarterback. We're not making
any changes. Hell yeah.
Number two on the misses list, Joe Flacco. 3 interceptions, 1 pick 6, and a fumble lost. And it was a bad day all around. So if you're Indianapolis, you go from the worst quarterback statistically in the NFL to a guy who can't stop giving the other team the ball.
So your next option is go back to Anthony Richardson?
Go big or go home, right?
Here is the plus minus for the AFC South. The Texans are minus 2. Colts are minus 15. Titans are minus 83. And the Jaguars are minus 62. They do not have a team in that division scored more points than they've given up.
What's 145 plus 17, Kevin?
162.
Minus 162 points there in that division. That's impressive.
Most impressive.
Man, even the Texans, that is disappointing.
And the number one
looks like they're in trouble Monday night.
Maybe not.
I think they'll be a plus 18 to plus 28 by the end of next week.
There you go. Maybe so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they're minus 2 right now. I expect them to win by 20 to 30 points on Monday night football.
The number one miss of the weekend, Younghoe Koo, who missed 2, had a third block, but with a chance to tie it up. Hits the upright, and the Falcons lose to the hapless Saints.
It was not a great weekend for kickers, was it?
Dude, the Moody
missed 3.
87 missed field goals there, and then he somehow was able to make the game winner and all that. Oh, yeah, missed kickers had bad days.
Moody, the guy who plays for Golden State, I think the Mavericks are playing him.
Just say yes.
Yep. Moody Moody, the guy who was drafted.
That's the one.
Yeah. That was my, yeah. The Kendrick Perkins.
Yep.
Moody Moody.
He was kicking.
Exactly.
That's the guy.
Hey, well, he didn't grow 6 inches like their other pick, Kuminga, did that offseason.
Hits of the weekend. Honorable mention, the Vikings. Teams with zero touchdowns and at least three turnovers were 0-147 since 2010. Gosh. The Vikings are the first team to win such a game since the Packers did it against the Vikings in 2006. Zero touchdowns and three turnovers. They were 0-147. So again, this is a hit because they overcame the odds. All right? You're not supposed to win those games.
Yeah.
They overcame the odds. Now, they're
We win a game we're not supposed to win.
1-147.
Like the Kevin. Giants game.
Yeah, I mean, we'll still be favored in that game, right?
Kevin, what's 235 times 32?
Times?
7,520.
I'm just saying.
Nobody knows it.
Somebody texted that in and asked, and I was like, this is, I go to him for math questions.
I feel good about that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Number three on the hits and misses.
I'll just tell you real quick. I'm sorry. We have our refugee resources class on Monday, which, by the way, it's a small charity in Dallas. It's a great charity if you ever feel like donating money. My kid, one of my kids in there, like my mentee, he goes, "Hey, can you teach me algebra?" And so I started writing out problems. He goes, "What the heck is that?" And I was like, "All right, you might not be ready for this just yet. Let's take a step back." Sorry, I know that's not football.
Dude, hold on. Since we're on this little rest stop that I'll call it, I've been watching For All Mankind.
Yes.
On Apple TV, and there's one older lady who's really smart at math, and there's a younger girl who's doing math, and she walks over and she's like, "Ugh, stupid, rudimentary math." Like, she just makes a comment like it's not good enough. And I was like, good God.
You have to be good at math to be in NASA.
Because they're always doing trajectory and stuff.
Yeah.
I did tell my kid, by the way, because he was like, when am I ever going to use this in real life? And I said, look, man, it's not about using this specifically. It's about learning new ways to learn and new ways to apply things. Your brain opens up new paths for yourself.
I like that.
So you're teaching yourself how to learn and apply. So that's what, more than anything, that's why your kids are in school, because they're growing their brain. Number three on the hits, Jared Goff. He threw 5 interceptions and still won.
How?
It's only happened four other times. Do y'all know?
Did Romo do it against Buffalo?
2007, Tony Romo against the Buffalo Bills. Do you know the other two?
I don't.
1962, George Blanda.
I would not have guessed that.
And the Oilers against Buffalo. And then in 19... 19- That, no, it wasn't. It wasn't Steve DeBerg. I appreciate that, though. In 1944, Frankie Sinkwich played for the Lions.
Oh,
and he did. So both two teams have lost. It's been Buffalo, and two teams that have won been
at the
Detroit.
Silver Dome.
Yeah.
What did you say that guy's name was?
Frank Sinkwich.
Okay.
Sandwich.
It would mean it's spelled Sinkwich.
Sinkwich.
Sounds like Sinkwich to me.
I think you're right.
Or Sinkvic. Maybe it's Sinkvic.
Could be.
But yeah, Jared Goff, that's a hit right there, because you threw 5 interceptions, but you still won the game. So maybe it's the Lions that were the hit there,
okay.
Not Jared Goff.
I mean, seriously, that is amazing that they won that game.
it's amazing for any number of reasons. First of all, it still makes them look like a freaking juggernaut in the NFC, gives them a big win. It's a big punch in the face to the Texans. Like, I can't believe they won that game.
Well, that's what good teams do, though, right? In games where they should be counted out, you walk away from it going, I can't believe they did that.
Yeah.
The Lions are a good football team. They also believe they should win games, so they're not going to quit in the fourth quarter, and they're going to continue. They have quality play calling, quality defensive players, and they did that without Aiden Hutchinson and without Za'Darius Smith, because Za'Darius Smith was sitting on the sideline because he didn't have enough time after the trade to be prepped for it.
I thought it was amazing that Dan Campbell said, we need a turnover, and then they immediately intercepted the first play of the third quarter.
Yeah, dude. That's how he does it.
And then you're like, oh my gosh. And then Jared Goff threw a pick in the end zone. You're like, Jared Goff is just having one of his worst games ever. And they still won.
From the 817, F Goff. I lost that game by 2 points in fantasy because of him. Your team must have been really good if he threw 5 interceptions and you just barely got beat.
I also want to throw an honorable mention for Kyler Murray, 22 of 24 yesterday against the Jets. He's had a very good run of late for him.
That team is not too bad.
Keep that card investment around. He might be back on the up. Number two, Chuba Hubbard. Third player to have at least 150 rushing or receiving yards and a rush touchdown in international play. Also, he's a Canadian, so he's the first foreign-born player to have at least 15 yards overseas. By the way, we will be on Quebec Street this week for Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth. That's not Canada, but there is a place called Quebec in Canada. Just wanted to throw that out.
You should update your passport, though, just in case.
Just
right?
In case. And then the last one, number one, hit of the week. Leo Chenal, he blocked Will Lutz's game-winning field goal, and the Chiefs get another win that should have been a loss. I had a very eerie feeling when the guy, was it Scott Hansen? He's like, Denver could just kneel this out and then kick the game-winning field goal and hand the Chiefs their first loss. And I was like, oh, man, that doesn't feel right. That sets you up for a game-missing field goal, all sorts of problems. Well, the Chiefs end up blocking it and getting it away. There it is.
By the way, Andy Reid said Leo steps up and does what Leo does every week. Somewhere he makes a play, defensively, special teams. Somewhere he steps up and makes a play, and he did a great job.
Where'd they get that guy, man? That's quality work there that GM found that player.
Yeah, that's an organization, at least on the field, to replicate. Off the field, you should not. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Shock the Hunt fan.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? It's Wanker of the Weekend. And yes, if you really, really want to talk about it, we can talk about the guy who made a Juan Soto sack bet. Next on The Fan.
First down and goal at the Eagle 6. Pistol formation. Two receivers left. Lamb's in the slot. Tailback is Dowdle. It's Elliott. Hand off. Elliott, he fumbled the ball in the end zone, and it's recovered by the Eagles.
Wow.
Wow is right, babe. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time for Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? Why was it the Cowboys, among other people? Now, obviously, it was the Cowboys because they got stomped again. They've been playing terribly. What? I feel like you knew that, Mike.
It was 7-6 in the second quarter.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much where it stayed for one of the teams. Now, 34-6 would be the final score. I want to throw basketball injuries out here as a wanker of the weekend or maybe you'll like it. Hopefully not. Chet Holmgren, he has a pelvic injury. He's now going to be out 8 to 10 weeks.
Dang.
Ja Morant is week to week with a hip injury. Kevin Durant is out at least 2 weeks with a calf. And Zion is out indefinitely with a hamstring issue. That is a lot of marquee players and a lot of Western Conference marquee players to really get wiped out in like 3 days.
Time to go on a run against the Western Conference, it sounds like.
Go Mavs.
Yeah, Mavs are healthy. 100%.
They're doing a great job
of not getting more people hurt.
Maybe we can play San Antonio again. Or Chicago.
Dude, that game, seriously, that game was, that was a game where they woke up. They woke up early enough to compete in the game and be part of it early. And then somehow they were like, we don't have to do that again. Is it because the veteran presence that they're just like, no, we can turn a switch on at some point? I don't know, man.
That is a good question. I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I keep thinking I probably shouldn't bring this up, but
you're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, I guess so. Is there any sports opinion that you'd be so sure of that you would go on Twitter and say, if this happened, you would staple your ball sack to your head? Now,
that's impossible.
That is.
I guess you have to be super flexible. If you're in the Circus Olay, maybe you could do that.
That is what Blake Cowell X, the host of the Good Vibes Only Lakeshore radio show, said. Quote, if the Cubs sign Juan Soto, this person said that they would staple their ball sack to their forehead. Now,
still don't know if
are they going to cut it off?
You might think,
oh my God,
that's a weird thing to say. What if I told you his follow-up tweet is perhaps even stranger? He said, quote, I am undefeated in lifetime sack bets. He gave three different examples. Don't freaking mark that, you jerk.
Oh, Friday at Buffalo Wild Wings off Quebec Street in Fort Worth.
He bet that the Bulls would not win the draft lottery and draft Wemby, that the Chicago Bears would not draft J.J. McCarthy over Caleb Williams. So you can see kind of a Chicago Midwestern theme here. And that the Milwaukee Brewers would not win the World Series. And so now you throw the Cubs in there. But why would you put that out on social media?
Because you
so
care
somebody
about,
in Dallas could read it.
You care about your team that much.
It worked.
What? Hold on. So he doesn't want Soto?
No, he's...
He just is so convinced they don't have the funds or the money.
Yeah. That he,
so this seems like a bet that he couldn't lose anyway already, right?
No, I still, well, I mean, I guess, but what if they did sign him?
You have to do it.
Or else what?
The
I don't
everything.
Think you physically can without literally cutting off your...
It's not stretchy?
No.
How far can
you,
it stretch?
You right now try to put your forehead on your ball sack.
All right, I'm about...
Can you say it? I don't know.
I'm about a foot away.
Yeah. That's a long way.
But I'm not as... Maybe that dude's more flexible than me.
Then he's probably like a gymnast.
Okay. Are you okay? What? Kevin, he can't talk right now. Are people whispering in your ears?
No, it's just Mike defiantly saying, see if you could stick that up against your forehead right now. That's... I just...
I don't think you can.
Okay.
There's a few people in this world who could.
Okay.
I have a question. Not about this.
Thank
Sports
God.
Talk radio hosts aren't one of them.
Are you prepared to move on from that topic,
yes,
Kevin?
I am.
You brought it up.
I really dropped the ball. I should have saved that for Zach and Eric. Really chatted up with them. I feel like they
I like
would,
how you said that, how you yes, dropped the ball.
That's right.
Am I a wanker the weekend? I gave in over the weekend and went up in the attic. After I looked at my glorious Milo insulation and grabbed all of our Christmas decorations and brought them down. And now here in the middle of November, our house is decorated for Christmas inside. I'm not going to put up the outside decorations.
Why?
Because I wanted to make Lucy happy.
Okay, I'll allow this one.
Man, otherwise, you could tell Alec is ready to come after you.
I have so many issues with not making it to Thanksgiving. This one is an exception. But my buddy sends me a picture on November 1st of his Christmas tree up in his house in Lubbock. And I'm like, I will drive all the 5 hours out there just to light it on fire and then put it out once it's done.
Is it a real tree or a fake tree?
It's a fake tree.
Yeah, fake tree.
I literally, on November 1st, I heard, and I walked into Lucy's room and kicked the door open. I was like, not yet. And then I still heard the music, and it was in Carter's room, because as soon as November 1st hits, he starts listening to Christmas music. And I was like, not yet.
Yeah, Mariah's defrosting.
Yes.
By the second.
I was at Crate and Barrel this weekend. Mm-hmm. I know. Big time. They were playing Christmas music in there.
Uh-huh.
It was nice. I didn't put it on in the car, but I was like, you know, it feels good to have the subtle tunes of Christmas music in the background as you're looking at rugs.
It's just, it's not even cold. You know, it's not even cold right now. It doesn't even feel like Christmas outside.
Kevin, you ever shop for rugs?
I don't believe so.
How does one rug shop?
Well, you go to like Crate and Barrel or Pottery Barn or places like that, and you look at rugs.
That was more like a 70s or 80s thing. Haven't we moved past that?
You feel them, and I do not like the ones that are scratchy. So I like the ones that are really soft.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't have a shirt on and I lay on that rug.
What?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You lay on the rug on the floor shirtless?
Sometimes.
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, what reason?
How else am I going to do sit-ups?
Yeah. With a shirt on? And the shirt's going to get sometimes all wonky.
Hold on. No. I'm going to call your bluff on this. Are you doing sit-ups while you're shirtless on that rug?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you look at the color profile and you see if it's going to match your couch and all kinds of stuff like that. And you're just like...
Curtains.
Yeah.
Does it need to match the curtains and the drapes?
We don't have curtains in our living room, but my wife said that might be something we need to shop for too. So I don't know if I want to shop for curtains. I think I had enough rug shopping this weekend. And then you know what happened?
What's that?
Didn't even use my opinion. Just got a rug off.
So you were there. You gave your opinions, and then she's like, "That's great.
She does whatever she wants."
Yeah, and then we're getting this. Yeah.
Okay.
Very colorful women, right? So anyways.
Do you like the rug?
I hope so. The thing is some of the rug samples we got were totally different colors than what you would see online. It's like, oh, this is gray and white. And then you got a sample from Crate and Barrel, and it was more blue.
Oh, wow. That's not good. You want more manatee green.
And so anyways, I went rug shopping this weekend. But I heard Christmas music at Crate and Barrel, and it was very soothing.
From the 945, oh, no, Mike and I are one and the same. Y'all legit don't lay on the comfy rug sometimes?
Dude.
It feels great. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm not... Like,
do you have carpet in your house or wood floors?
No, we have hardwood floors.
So you have to have rugs?
Yes.
You don't have to.
Jess has bought a couple of those, and I just, like, that's fine. Everybody can live their life however they want. I just don't walk across a rug and go, oh, it's so luxurious.
What about when your feet have no socks and shoes on?
Do you wear shoes in your house?
We call it barefooted.
Sometimes.
What if you're barefooted?
Are you ever barefooted?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But I don't walk across the rug and think it's magical or anything. I'm glad you do. I'm just saying I do not.
I love the way our rug feels. I like it really is. It's kind of, it's shaggy, you know?
You and I are going on like magic carpet rides.
Thank you. Kevin, where are you going next?
Believe it or not, I do have more wanker of the weekend. Is the Auburn basketball team, the men's basketball team, the wanker of the weekend? Members of their team got in a fight and they had to turn the plane around. So you know like how whenever you would go anywhere with your parents, it's like, you don't knock it off, I'm going to turn the car around. That's legitimately what happened. They had to turn the plane around because Auburn players got in a fight on the plane.
What?
Yes.
That is, well, I mean, that's danger to everybody, you know?
Have you ever seen a fight on a plane? Don't say you've seen snakes on a plane.
I've never watched that movie.
Okay, it's not.
Neither have I.
It's not good.
I don't think I've ever seen a fight on a plane before. Usually my plane rides are all pretty easy going. Everything's pretty steady. We all get on. Everybody's pretty hammered except for you because you don't drink. And then we get off the plane. Most of my flights I've been on with you, Kevin. So.
Yes, that's true.
Have you ever seen a fight on a...
No, okay. I have not. From the 361... Does Mike think it's Friday again? And from the 945, oh no, are you an in-the-house shoe wearer, Kevin? I will admit, sometimes I do keep my shoes on inside the house.
I've always wanted to be a I don't like, as soon as I get home, I'd take my shoes off and take them to my closet, you know, but I don't like take them off at the front door. I've always wanted to be one of those houses, though, where you take them off at the front door. I feel like that's cleaner.
Okay. It'd help out the rugs if you get a white rug.
Exactly.
That was the issue we ran into the last rug we had. It just
picked up too much dirt. Yeah.
And then it costs like $40 to get it clean, but it just doesn't come back the same.
Did you go zero res in honor of RJ?
the Zero Reg do res. Do they do rug cleaning?
They do. Yeah, they do. It's awesome.
All right.
I've actually used it before.
Spelled backwards for the rug. And forwards, it's the same.
They did three rooms and they also did a rug for me. It was amazing.
By the way, is Pep from Manchester City?
The same forward and backwards too.
What did you just say?
Anna.
Okay. I thought you said banana and I was really concerned.
Dad, mom.
That is right.
Boob.
That's right too.
Bob.
What other words?
Shut up! Don't tell me any other words.
Race car.
I was going to say no, but that's so right. That is a palindrome.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say that Man City had lost four games in a row.
What? Wow. That's my team. With Haaland? And they're losing with De Bruyne too?
Isn't it De Bruyne?
Yeah.
Okay. My Kansas City masterpiece.
He has red hair. He has red hair.
Right here.
Oh.
What does that have to do with anything?
I know who he is. They have a Baldy as the coach.
What's his name?
Baldy.
I just said what his name was. That was like 10 seconds ago.
De Bruyne. That's the redheaded guy who scores goals. Haaland is the blonde-headed
coming
guy.
Coming up, shut up. Shut like up! Shut Dragon. Up, Mike!
He's the Yvonne
shut Dragon up! Of soccer. Coming up next.
Nobody knows.
It's time.
It's only Monday.
For our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next on the Fan.
First down now from the 42. Almost messed up the handoff. Lance pulls it back. The ball is caught by Ferguson and fumbled. Picked up by the Eagles and run down the left sideline by Blankenship.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
Doing okay. We found a couple of clips from The Simpsons, The Office, and Despicable Me to help us explain what the Cowboys are thinking about with the sun and the moon and whatnot, and it has helped lighten our mood just a little bit. But I know they've put out, some different places have put out midterm grades and stuff, and one of the things CBS Sports said that was interesting to me for the Cowboys, outside of Dak, CeeDee, and Micah, there just isn't much talent on the roster. Now, I realize they've had a ton of injuries, and I'm not discounting that at all, but what do you think about just the general talent level on this Cowboys roster?
I think it's pretty top-heavy. You know, I do think there's a decent collection of good players on the team if you go through it. And, you know, young players that have some upside, but not as much as it has had. And, you know, some of their better players are getting old. So I think this group of compensated veterans, players on their second contract, could be a playoff team if you had better depth and less, like, totally inexperienced players at key spots.
I was thinking about this actually driving in, like, what would another coach or other teams really covet from this roster? Obviously, the three players you mentioned, I thought about Tyler Smith. You know, yeah. I think Tyler Smith should be in that equation. I was overly optimistic about Jake Ferguson. I thought he'd be able to push to be a top five
tight end.
Good player, but
no touchdowns,
I mean, maybe,
this year.
You know, maybe we overrated his talent as well. But I mean, Overshown seems like he'd be an up and coming piece that people would covet. I still think Diggs is a good cover corner. You know about the lack of physicality there, but other teams, 20 takeaways. He's got 17 interceptions since 2021. Teams will covet that. And then we haven't seen Bland, but I think Bland would also be possibly part of that conversation.
I think Zach's got that right.
Yeah.
I think that's where you're at right now. We'll see with some of the younger guys and stuff, how that all plays out, but I think that the one that was really I was encouraged by the way that Awesome Richards played left tackle
yesterday.
The one bad rep he took was the sack. And you know, other than that, the feet were good, the hands were good, body position was good. I was encouraged by that because, you know, I was a little bit worried about that spot of him having to make that start, but he did a really nice job for you.
Now, Mike, do you want to ask your sarcastic question?
I already forgot it. What was it?
Bummer, dude.
I'll ask it.
At this point, do you think the Cowboys are
Do you think the Cowboys, like, are you concerned about their playoff chances?
Yeah, I think they're dwindling in a huge way.
But they're still in it.
Mathematically, we're still there, you know, and that's where you go silver lining. There's still hope.
you know,
they control their own destiny.
How much hope do you have? Put aside the mathematical hope.
Oh, zeros, right? It's as low as it goes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All you have to do is beat Houston, then beat Washington, then beat New York.
The path 500 then.
Yeah.
You can beat
anything can happen at that point.
Yeah. If you squint hard enough, like the sun's in your eyes, you can kind of like. Ugh.
Yeah, and the sun. It's not going to be in your eyes Monday night. Advantage Cowboys.
Did
Jerry get upset about that because he heard Tony Romo on the CBS broadcast talking about it? They were talking about the sun specifically,
I wasn't listening to the broadcast, so I didn't hear what he said.
I feel like there's a—I don't know. Have you ever been in that booth or in that suite when Jerry's do they have the volume up?
Yeah, I have not. I've never been in that area to watch a game with him. I have stood in that end zone, though, when the sun's at that end. It was at the Denver-Dallas game when it was Romo and Peyton Manning were going at it.
It was a blast.
It's hard to see down there. You know, it really, really is hard. And, you know, and matter of fact, I was watching the film this morning, and even Alex Kemp, the official, had his hands above his above his hat. And that was when it was the sack fumble. You know, he was making the call. He was running with his hands up on his eyes so he could see what was going on there. But it's a difficult spot to play in right there. At 3:40, I'll talk about there was the play with Lamb. I think there was a couple of different things that could have happened there that maybe would have helped the situation, but we'll get into that later.
We do have a more drastic suggestion if Jerry is looking for suggestions. Monty Burns from The Simpsons really helped us out with this.
I call this enemy the sun. Since the beginning of time, man has yearned to destroy the sun. I will do the next best thing. Block it out.
So that's another option.
Just saying, dude, like, listen, man, my daughter has glasses. The tint changes. It changes when she goes outside. It turns dark and she can see better.
Yeah.
All they got to do is just change.
I was thinking Top Gun fighter pilot helmets.
Oh, yeah.
And what you do is, like, Bucky, we're going into the West.
Yeah.
And everybody goes to their fighter pilot Top Gun helmets, and they hit the button, and those shields come down.
That's epic.
So, yes. Automatically, awesome. You have the helmet.
I would love that.
You have helmet protection. Instead of using the things called, and they wear in practice? What are the helmets?
Guardian caps.
Yeah, we have Air Force issued helmets.
I like it.
And they only would have lost 34-10.
Okay, yeah. Mike.
You could put some eclipse visors on there too.
Would I think been that something might be to build good. On though. I see what you're
saying
there, Mike.
Yeah, I just think everybody, all right, Bucky, hand them out, you know, and then we see him put them on, and then they hit the button, and those screens come down over their eyes, and now we play ball going west.
Yes.
See,
and not every team's going to have those.
It really is a great idea, Broadus.
Yeah. It really is.
You have no.
I'm trying to be a solution here, not a problem. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was just going to suggest like goggles,
shade, you know, glasses in general.
But you need helmet protection. You know what I'm saying? You need something on your head.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think they're surprised by this every game? It certainly seems like it.
It really does. But my favorite thing was Jerry Jones, and I think every human has been in an argument like this, where there is an issue that you try to tweak, and then somebody just goes nuclear on you, and you're like, that's not what I said at all. And he goes,
tear down the stadium.
Let's build a new stadium.
Just screw it. Anymore. F the whole thing.
I'm just waiting for Alex Kemp, the official, to, this is President Bush, call in the air, please, heads. You win the toss. We're going to take the sun. wait a minute. You're going to kick or defend? No, we're going to take the sun.
Yes.
Yeah. Whichever way, that needs to be a part of the call now.
We're having some fun today, even though this team is depressing, but also they're so boring. Mm-hmm. I think at least if they would have lost this game, 34-27, you'd be like, I don't know, this team's not good, but Trey Lance looked awesome, or Cooper Rush stepped up, or whatever. Mm-hmm. This team is painfully boring to watch and listen to.
There is enough funny, blooper football. I mean, you literally have Jim Nantz calling one of your plays,
yes.
And he's just
the
lobbing
Keystone
out.
Cops.
Yeah, the Keystone Cops, which I don't even know. I haven't Googled it yet. Romo followed that up with Bad News Bears. I did Google Keystone Cops, by the way. Comes from the silent film era.
Oh, yeah, way back in the day.
It was an old duo in the early 20th century.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with you too, Kevin. you try to get in Trey Lance's head and try to decide why he threw that ball where he threw it. Like, that is interesting to me.
Okay.
Well, Tolbert acting like he's on punt coverage, according to Romo on the call, like just not even looking for the ball.
Yeah. Well, Mingo, the corner, just there was absolutely didn't let him off the line. And Trey thought, because the safety being in the middle of the field, he thought that he could fit it there, that maybe that Tolbert would win. Tolbert didn't win up the whole the whole route, so there was no chance at all for that ball to get there.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today? Why does this make you so happy, Mike? I don't talk S to you when the Mavericks lose.
It is just, it is funny, though.
Because I like the Mavericks.
Okay. Jason Kidd's talking S about the Mavericks.
That he is. He's not happy.
He's tired of it.
Yeah. I mean, we're dealing with the first ever. It's like you're either crying or laughing because you're dealing with the first ever intentional built-in home field disadvantage. And it's we've never seen anything like it before. Yeah. And so we're all trying to just gather ourselves.
It's sad. You know, you laugh to avoid crying, I think, at times.
All right.
But beyond that, you also laugh because you know the Joneses need to hit rock bottom if they're going to change their ways. You know, so maybe this is progress in a way. Mike McCarthy presser is coming up at 3 o'clock. Pure Gold as always. Heggy, thanks for asking.
More like 3:20. Do you think someone in that presser is going to ask, hey, what did you think about what Mike has said about how you didn't put in anywhere near as much work as these other guys? And do you think Mike McCarthy's response is going to be, I did not hear that. I don't know.
You have to ask Micah. And that's what he'll say.
Yeah.
But that's actually a good approach.
Then they'll take the Hagee move and they'll be like, okay, well, let me just tell you exactly what he said.
Here's the quote. I got it all here right now.
It's perfect.
Here.
No problem.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. Come back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Ladies nuts, Kevin.
No.
Shut up about the sun!
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.